So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes regarding his chilu b'malacha. B'chazru zeh b'zeh. If workers quit their job after they began the actual work, as in the case of kiblu kama liktzer b'shnei siloim, katsu chetzya v'nichu chetzya. If the workers agreed to cut a field for a wage of 2 siloim, and they quit after cutting half the field, the Rabbanan say, shama lehen es masha asu, v'msela nislam sela. They are paid 1 sela in proportion to their work. And even if hayyafa shisha dinarim, nislam sela. Even if the market price increased to 6 dinar, equivalent to 1.5 sela, and it would now cost the owner an additional half a sela to cut the remainder of the field, he still pays them 1 sela even though he suffers a loss because Rabban hold, yad poil al yoina. The worker has the upper hand because he's permitted to quit his job at any time. As Rashi explains and cites the Gemara Masechtas Kiddushin based on the pasuk Keli b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem, v'le avadim la'avadim. The Torah teaches us that although a worker is similar to a servant, he can quit his job because the Yidden are servants of Hashem only, but they are not to become servants of other people who are themselves servants of Hashem. Rav Deisa disagrees and says, Shamalen masha asad lehi ases. The owner also considers the work that remains, and therefore, hayayafa shisha dinarm, noislam shekel. If the price of the remaining work had increased to 6 dinar equivalent to 1.5 sela, the owner pays them only 1 shekel equivalent to a half a sela, because he must pay an additional half a sela for the remainder of the field. Because Rav Deisa holds yad poil ala tachtoina. The worker has the disadvantage because he is forbidden to quit in the middle of a job. And the above does not apply to him because a worker is not considered a servant. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of Rav Deisa's opinion. Do we say shani le bin schiris le kablonis? Rav Deisa differentiates between a schir yoim, a worker who is paid per day, and a kablon, a worker who is paid per the job. And only regarding a kablon does Rav Deisa hold yad poil al tachtoina ve'en yochel achzer, because as Rashi explains, ein ze eved ela atzmai. A kablon is not similar to his servant because he is paid for his work, not for his time. Therefore, he is forbidden to quit. However, regarding a schir yoim, Rav Deisa agrees that yad poil al yoina ve'yochel lachzer, because regarding a schir yoim, isa lahay taima de'avodahem le'avodim la'avodim. He is similar to a servant because he is paid for his time, not for his work, and therefore he is permitted to quit. Or we say, lo yishani le'min schiris le'kablonis. Rav Deisa does not differentiate, and even regarding schir yoim, he holds yad poil al tachtoina ve'en yochel lachzer, because he is not an actual servant, and the above does not apply to him, and therefore he is forbidden to quit. The Gemara seeks to bring a proof from the previous Mishnah, which first states, Haseicha esu umnin b'chazer behen, yaldim al tachtayna. If a person hired a kablon to work for him, and the kablon quit the job, he has the disadvantage, as Rashi there explains, im hukru poyalim ma'akev mischaren kol mashit starach lohaitzi. If the price of work increased, the owner deducts from the kablon's pay the amount needed to hire new workers. If the price of work decreased, the kablon is paid only for the work that he did, but he does not receive the remainder that the owner saved on the new workers. If the owner fired the kablon, he has the disadvantage in that even if huzlu poilim, yitlehem kamasha pasak, chutz mimasha tzorch loitzoyis bashlamasa, he must pay them as per the original price, minus what he must pay the new workers. At this point, the Mishnah clearly holds, as Rav Deisa, and that regarding a kablon, we say, yad poil al tachtoina, ve'en yochel achzer, he's forbidden to quit his job. The Mishnah then concludes with, b'chol achayzeba yaday al tachtoina. All those who retract have the disadvantage, which implies even a worker, a schir yayim. This again is Rav Deisa's opinion of yad poil al tachtoina, ve'en yochel achzer. If so, why does the Mishnah repeat this a second time? Apparently, the Mishnah comes to teach that lo yishani le'bin schiris le'kablonis. Rav Deisa does not differentiate, and even regarding schir yoim, he holds yad poil al tachtoina ve'en yochel achzer. However, the Gemara answers that perhaps this last statement of the Mishnah b'chol achayzeh b'yodah al tachtoina does not refer to schir yoim, but to a different halacha as discussed in the following brisa. Harisha machar sada l'chaver be'elav zuz, v'nosn lo mo'is mehen masayim zuz. If a person sold the field for 1,000 zuz, and the buyer paid only 200 zuz. It depends. Bisman shamaychur chayzer boy yad lekech al yoina. If the seller retracts, he has the disadvantage and the buyer has the upper hand. Ratza oimol eiten le mo'aisai, oiten le karka keneged mo'aisai, meheichen mikveyu mina'idis. The buyer has the option to get back his 200 zuz in currency or in land from the superior fields. Bisman shalekech chayzer boy yad maycha al yoina. If the buyer retracts, he has the disadvantage, and the seller has the upper hand. Ratza Oimeloi Helech Marsecha, Ratza Oimer Helech Karka Keneged Marsecha, Mehechem Megveyu, Menaziburus. The seller has the option to return the 200 zuz in currency or in land from the inferior fields. Pshim Gamliel says, Nalamdin Oisin Shalayachzru Keitzad. In this situation of a partial payment, we write the shtar in a way that neither party should have the ability to retract. Kaisav loy ani plaini ben plaini mecharte sde plainis le plaini be elev zuz, but nasli mehem mesaim zuz vahareni neisha by ches mei zuz. The seller writes that the field is sold for 1,000 zuz, the 200 zuz is a deposit, and the remaining 800 zuz is a loan. Therefore, kana umachzele es hashar afil la'achar kamashonim. The buyer immediately acquires the field and he pays off the remainder even over many years, and it does not affect the kenyan. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction in Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. In this braisa he holds, taima de kasav lehachi, holy kasav hachi lekani. Only if the seller specified that the remainder shall convert to a loan does the buyer acquire the field with a partial payment, and the seller cannot retract from the sale. But if the seller did not specify, the buyer does not acquire the field with a partial payment, and the seller can retract from the sale. While in another braisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Machalei sada be'elav zuz, v'nas le'mehem chamesh me'ez zuz, kana u'machzulei sashar fil la'achar kamashanim." If the field was sold for 1,000 zuz, and the buyer paid only 500 zuz, the buyer acquires the field with this partial payment, and the seller cannot retract even though the seller did not specify that the remainder shall convert to a loan. Gemara explains that it depends. The first braisa where he holds b'deloy kasav loy kani refers to a case where the ka'ayel v'nafik azuzi. If the seller was after the buyer for the money, the buyer does not acquire the field with a partial payment unless the seller specified so, because as Rashi explains, gali daiti de zuzi ansu limkar v'daiti de hachi lezavonle. It is apparent that the seller sold the field only because he needed the money, and he did not intend to sell the field to a buyer who does not pay in full at the time of the sale. The second braisa, where he holds a filah b'deloy kasav kani, refers to b'deloy ka'ayel v'nafik azuzi. If the seller was not after the buyer for the money, the buyer does acquire the field, even though the seller did not specify so, because he intended to sell the field regardless of whether the buyer pays in full or not.